Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Well, good to see you all. My next guest is a personal friend of mine. We've talked a bunch of times. If you guys are on Rapad, he's known as Juicy. I can't even say the full line.
Juicy, it's Juicy Joba
Juicy Joba
Jabba. Yeah, I'll have to explain that.
I'm sorry. God, fuck. I
It's
can't
okay.
actually say it. I'm sorry. Anyway, we got lots to talk about, so welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you finally.
I'm glad to be here.
Since I've interviewed a good chunk of Rapad, I'm excited to have you in that little chunk.
I'm glad to be here after a couple years of talking about it.
Yeah. It's been so long since we talked about it. I'm glad we have the time. So, let's talk a bit. So, you are you've been on Rapad for 3 years. You joined in
Yeah, it's
April, so this year marks 3 years you've been on the site. Which, congrats,
Yeah.
because congratulations, because people do not last. I know we'll be on
Yeah, I
the
just kind of stuck. I guess I'm kind of glad for that.
Yeah, I'm super glad that you stayed, because as you can see, people leave and people don't want to be there. So,
Yeah.
I want to firstly jump into that because that's how I met you, was through Rapid. I'm not sure, either I talked to you or I asked you for feedback on a song, and I guess we met through that. So,
Something like that.
yeah. So how did you find Rapid in the first place? Like, what motivated you to even join and get your account going?
Really, I just kind of wanted to like show some of my works and just show because I got into writing just like that same year, and I was like, I randomly typed in, I'm like, is there a site where I can just like share stuff? And what do you know? Ratpad was the first one to come up. And I clicked on it and I pretty much instantly made an account to try it out. And I'm like, hey, this is pretty cool. I can battle, I can write, I can. I met some pretty good people along the way.
Cool,
But yeah.
sick. Everybody says that. Every time I ask a question, they always say I randomly searched it up, which is weird. It's either that or someone recommended Rapid. So
Yeah,
I
because
kind of
really, I don't know
that.
any other site like that where you can do that kind of stuff, just share that kind of and battle like that. Like,
Yeah. There's not a lot. The only one I think is the closest to Rapid is like BandLab, but BandLab's recording. I don't think that's writing.
yeah.
Now, and we talked about this a few minutes ago. We gotta explain the name, because I tried to talk, I tried to say it, but I can't say it. Please, what is up with the name? What is up with Juicy
Okay,
Java? What is up with that?
yeah, I imagine maybe a couple people have wondered that. Well, okay, so I can't believe I'm actually going to be. Well, juicy, the juicy part was because I thought about calling myself. Oh no, I thought about calling myself Juicy J at first, but obviously he's already a rapper.
Yeah.
So I took that, and then the Joba is J-O in my first name, Josh, and B-A in my last name, Bates. And then Jabba is just something completely random. There's no explanation for that. It's actually a name I came up with, like, my freshman year of high school, which would have been 5 years ago, because I'm out of school now and such.
Wow, I kind of figured it had to do something with your real name. I kind of figured that.
Yeah, that's where it came in, the Joba part.
Well, thanks for the explanation. It'll definitely help a lot when people listen and try to figure out the name, at least they'll know why it exists.
Yeah.
At least they'll know now. And I actually wanted to ask, because it's in your bio, it's actually in your bio, and you posted this a few months ago. It's good that we talk about it now. So, you had a song called Lonely.
Yes.
Congratulations on the song. It's such a cool song. And I'm curious to know, like, you know, what led to the song? What led to you even getting this?
That one. Yeah, so I'm really glad that that one was the one that was, like, my first recording. But basically what led up to the writing and creation of that one. My dad passed away on April 2nd of 2020. And I pretty much instantly that day started just writing it because I just needed to get my emotions out at that point. And it led up to something like it might seem sad because the title and the lyrics and such, but it actually has like a real more positive meaning about like a lot of people who think they're lonely might, in my case, like at the time, I wasn't actually because I actually had a lot of support and still do. So that's pretty much what led to that at the time. I started writing it in, 2020, and it just now got released on the mic and such in just a couple months ago.
Ah.
I haven't posted the actual song to RatPad, but if anybody wants to check it out and stuff, I'll definitely send it to them because I'm pretty pleased with it overall.
Ah, well, I'll definitely be following you on YouTube now and following you on everywhere else. That song is so beautiful. Like, I could not believe that you wrote that and you like are part of it. I'm sorry for what happened to you. R.I.P.
It's okay.
It's such a moving song and. I'm glad you made it. It moves people for sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to get myself a little more out there in terms of the mic and such.
Well, thank God for that. Thank you for that. You know, because RatPad needs more people like that. As you've noticed, it's fallen a little bit in pieces. A little bit.
Yeah. Like, I know it's been around since 2013, and I've only been there since 2019, but I heard that it was really, like, that it used to have a lot more people and such.
It did, and people enjoyed it, but now people leave, and they're pursuing other things, so, you know.
Let's say 2013, I was only, what, like, 11 years old? I don't know if that's right. I'm 20 now, so...
That'd be weird. Imagine if you started when you were 11.
Yeah, that's... I don't even think I was thinking about writing at that time.
That'd be weird, though. And I would be in eyes of a legend if you were around the time.
Yeah, that would have been something else.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. Absolutely. And I'm glad you're getting into recording more. I'm actually curious to know, like, you know, what your other adventures are going to be, like, you know, what's your future looking for recording?
Right now I've been going over, so Kurt, as I mentioned, Kurt Skirt, who's also on Ratpad, I've been recording on his mic, going over to his, because we went to school together, we know each other, so it's like I've been going over to his place to record on his mic and such. It is a goal for mine, probably, at some point, to learn how to do it on my own, but it is good that he's kind of helping me out with that right now. He'll probably have to show me a lot of stuff in terms of like mixing and stuff if I want to keep going further with that.
True, true, true.
Yeah, I've been looking at, I try to watch him while he's doing some of that. I'm like, this looks so complicated though.
I mean, he's not wrong about it. Like, he's not wrong. It can be. It absolutely can be. For sure, it can be. If not taught right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're doing really well. Lonely was. It's such a hit. Well. In my eyes, it is. I don't know if others agree. In my eyes, it is.
I've gotten some fairly positive feedback from it thus far.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good for it. That's really good. That's good for sure. The song is really good. It's really good. And hopefully you make more like that. Ask you about writing. I was like, he's recording, so I'm gonna just go leave that alone for now. I'm just leave that writing question alone for now. Yeah. So with recording, what kind of equipment do you use when it comes to recording songs?
Oh, I would have to that would be a question I would have to ask Kurt, because if I'm being honest, I have no clue what type of mic or what, because I know there's a lot of different types of different equipment, but I do know, the one thing I do know is that he uses, for recording and making his beats and stuff, he uses FL Studio.
Oh.
That's as far as I know in terms of the type of mic and such he uses. I do not know that.
Oh, that's alright, that's alright. That's cool. That's alright. So he basically does everything, you know, he does everything for you?
As of right now, kind other than the writing, which I obviously do myself, but, the recording right now, yeah, he is kind of leading that more so right now. But like I said, though, it is a goal to try to get myself in that position to, hopefully sooner than later. But it is kind of nice just being there, like he kind of like, we can see each other grow with how we're recording.
True, true, true. And I'm glad you're with him. I've known him for a little while, so having somebody that's very experienced in writing itself, in recording, that's always good to have somebody like that.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And I'm glad you have somebody to help you and assist you. I mean, that's really good to have somebody, because some people have to start from fresh. They have to start by themselves, or, you know, yeah, by themselves. So I'm glad that you...
Yeah, it was nice having someone to, like, grow up, or, like, well, we didn't start too long. We've both been, like, interested in actually getting our stuff noticed for like about four years, but it's been nice having him there too, so that way like you have someone to like help you grow, like I said.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And he's doing a good job of helping you grow, because, you know, you're really growing up. I'm seeing a lot of success in your future.
Hopefully, yeah, I'm doing the best I can.
And you're doing well, you're doing well. You're doing very well. Now, I want to ask your opinion about your social media. Which one do you like using the most? And, you know, what's the best one? You know, just in general, you know.
Other than RatPad, which I have been using more often lately. I know I've been on and off it a few times, like having some days where I wasn't as active. But lately I've been kind of back on checking out what other people are up to. And, but other than that, I have, if I had to pick another one besides RatPad, I've been probably like Instagram and such, because I have shared like music clips there too.
Got you. And Instagram's pretty good too. I'm on Instagram all the time, and I love it. It's really good for what it is.
Yeah.
Now let's talk collaborating, because everybody has a favorite. Let's talk RatPad first before we start talking in general. On RatPad, who would your dream collab be? And it can either be written or recording.
Oh, no. Well, oh man, if I had to pick someone besides Kurt, who I have collabed with, that is kind of a hard question off the top of my head. There's a lot of talented people on RatPad. Like, I hear a lot of music and I'm like, hey, some of this is like pretty good.
Oh, really? Really? Well, if you can't pick a favorite,
yeah.
Which artist is your favorite to listen to right now on RatPad, and which one do you enjoy the most besides Kirk?
Yeah. Even that's kind of a hard question. Like, I've heard a good amount, but it's like I probably need to listen a little more than what I do to actually pick that type of, to actually know how to go about that question.
That's all right. That is all cool with me. That is a hard question, because it's a lot of music. It is really hard. So it's okay. I'm gonna leave it. For now, at least I'm gonna leave it. I'm gonna leave that for now. What about in real life? What about outside of RatPad? What's your favorite?
Like favorite artist,
song, or which artist you enjoy right now?
Artist. Well, basically, the one who started for me, little did I know that when I was in 8th grade, and I decided, hey, you know, let's listen to Eminem for the first time, which was Lose Yourself, little did I know what that was going to change for me, because if I hadn't done that, I'm not sure I'd be here talking to you right now. Because that kind of opened doors for me in terms of that, like, just hearing that, and then I started listening to some more rap, and just, because before that, I really had no exposure to rap, I didn't know really anything else, so that just opened all kinds of doors for me.
Ah. Sweet, that's really good. At least you were able to answer that question, at least you were able to do that.
Yeah.
Now let's talk Discord. What's going on with Discord? Why are you just now using it? What motivated you to even get Discord?
Discord, I don't remember. I know some of my other friends had it, and I think that's what ultimately led to me joining, was just because other friends of mine had it. I was like, okay, I'll get it, because they had talked to me about it, and I'm like, well, okay, I guess I could try, and eventually one day I did. I think I've had it for like 5 years now, but obviously I'm not really active a whole lot. I mean, I've been more than usual lately, not just because of this conversation, but just to keep up with stuff.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. And you're on the air right now, so people can hear you. So will you be on Discord more? And you better not lie, because they can all hear you.
Yes, I... Yes,
you hear that? So if he's lying, you just said that in front of hundreds of people, so... I hope you're honoring your word.
Yes. I am.
That's good. Now, it's not my profile pic, because that stood out to me. It's very different from your other profile pic on Rathead. So, how do you pick your pictures, you know, for your accounts? Like, how does the pictures work?
I want to point out
the one on Discord and the one on Rathead is very different. They're two very unique, so...
Oh, this one? I don't know. I just haven't changed the one that's on Discord. It's been there for... for years and years. It's I've just never changed it, because I'm like, hey, why not? I'll just keep it on. But eventually, just like what I tell people with like my Facebook profile picture and Instagram, that's been my picture that I've had for ever since September 2019.
Ah. Gotcha. I was only asking.
It's like I just didn't have anything else to change.
That's okay. That's fine. I haven't changed mine since 2020, so we're on the same boat.
I was about to say yours has been there for, at least on here, for quite some time.
Yeah, I actually had to change it because I used to have a puzzle piece. I don't know if you were long enough on Rathead, but I used to have a puzzle piece.
Yeah, I think I remember.
Yeah, I had a puzzle piece for mine. It was a dorky yellow puzzle piece. It was so stupid of me to have, because it was a kiddie one. It was so dorky of me. I'm so glad I changed it. And your pictures rock, dude. They rock. Yeah, of course. And you mentioned before about high school, and I want to ask, what's your plans for after high school? I know it's not music-based, but I'm curious to know where are you going, you know, because you graduated 2 years ago, so I'm just curious to know, you know, where are you going after high school?
Well, right now I'm in college. Right now I have an English major, and if I'm being honest, I'm kind of looking at different opportunities that'll bring, like in terms of that. But I feel like I'm pretty close to figuring that out, which I mean probably would be best because I'm going into my third year this in a couple weeks. But yeah. Definitely the music, though. I want to keep up on it, too, and just, you know what I mean? It's like, I can't just toss that off to the side.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because the motivation is, when the motivation's there, it's just like,
absolutely, for sure. Absolutely. Now, I think the fans are ready for that little, performance that you agreed to be doing. Since you didn't send it in, I'm guessing you want to do it live here, so.
I could probably forward you the link real quick. I realized that I didn't, and I was wondering if you were going to ask about that.
I forgot about it.
All right, I'm... Oh yeah, you're good. Should I just send it to you real quick? All right, I got it here.
It's okay, guys. We'll do it next time.
To you.
We'll do it next time. We'll do it next time. But thanks for that. Thank you. I'll get this into the show later. So I guess it'll play right after. Thanks. And thank you so much for stopping by to talk to me. I appreciate you a lot for joining me for a nice little chat. You got so much going on, and I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. Yeah, of course. Do you have any last things to tell the audience, you know, before, you know, we head on out?
Just remember, follow your dreams, do what makes you happy. All that, I know that everyone's probably heard that by now, but I just figure it's good to say just to reassure everybody.
Aw, thanks for that. Such sweet and powerful words. Such sweet and powerful words.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Yeah.
And the positivity.
Yeah. All good with that. Alright, y'all, thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure you guys check out Lonely. If you don't have the time, Lonely will be playing right after the show, so you'll all get a chance to listen to it free of charge. Make sure if you're on Rap Hat, you check out Juicy Jump. Can you just say it? I can't do it. I can't do it.
It's fine.
But yeah, I was going to say Juicy Joba Jabba. Yep, I got it. Juicy Joba Jabba on Rap Hat. And on social media, I'll link down below. Thank you all so much for joining us on this sweet interview. I hope you all enjoy the rest of season 3 and all it has to offer. Love y'all. Peace. Keep supporting musicians. Love. Peace out. Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance to. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
I don't know how to go about this time in the ever-lessen changing world that we live in. Some days we love each other and we smile, in other days our moods decompile. No matter what you've been through, no feelings are worth the waste, cause they're gonna stick by your side forever, never be displaced. Now's the time for remission, so wise everyone brawling, cut the toxic emissions, cause heaven's gates are calling. I used to feel alone, to feel like no one else was around, no good past could be shown. But now I realize as I'm lying on my bed feeling lonely, I got people to guide the way, and all they show is sympathy to me when I need it the most. Friends and family got my back, they stretch from coast to coast. This is just about talking, saying don't aim for the stern, keep on sailing through the storm. Thunder, lightning, no returns to land. I'm feeling down so easily, waiting for the flames to die out. Now I don't need these negative thoughts piled, so I'm gonna let them run free tonight. I've been broken down a few times, blunt force trauma to the heart must be a crime. But no matter what it is, I gotta move on slowly. move on slowly. I don't know how to go about this time in the ever-lessen changing world that we live in. Some days we love each other and we smile, in other days our moods decompile. I know you're probably thinking the whole world wants you exiled, but there's always gonna be someone to save you, run the extra mile in all the harshest conditions just to hear you speak. See, your words no less valuable or weak, so just believe. Cause there is no person on God's earth who's faced a problem by themselves. Everyone needs a stepping stool to help their feelings off the shelf. My memories are all treasury, they mentally are my knickknacks as I open a chapter filled with laughter as I'm flashing back. Never forget the days that made you who you are, or the people who've been there. Just remember there's always people who will guide you throughout every surrounding structure of your life and pull you closer to feeling whole again.